Acts and pray, we bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. You are a glorious King. Your name is Alpha and Omega. Welcome to the room, David. Glorious King, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are a glorious King. Your name is Alpha and Omega. Glorious King, we bow before your throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Sister Park, Sister Tricia, welcome. Welcome to my husband. Over to you, sir. God bless you.
Good morning. Our lovely morning here today. Sister Grace, God bless you. Prophet Tricia, God bless you. Sister Pearl, God bless you. In a few minutes, we will be starting. Just a couple minutes. Let me just see if I can share the room. Feel free to help us share the room as well. And then we are going to get started. It's going to be a powerful room, I believe. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Good morning, honey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just praise the Lord a little bit. Just quietly praise Him and bless Him. You know, the Bible says it, and we will always do it. Come into His presence with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all of His benefits. Many benefits we have from Him. He loads us with benefits every day. Today already we received some. We laid down to sleep, and we are awake this morning. I don't think anybody can wake themselves from sleep. It's the Lord. Do that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Hallelujah. So we're going to do that this morning. Come before His presence. It be singing. Hallelujah. Is there a song in your heart this morning? Come in presence with singing. Hallelujah. Singing. Hallelujah. Singing. Hallelujah. Singing. Hallelujah. Oh yes, let's come into His presence, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah. Come into His presence, singing. Hallelujah, singing, hallelujah, singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Glory to God. Oh, we are his people.
Amen.
And the sheep
of his pasture.
Of his pasture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And into his courts with praise. Oh, goodness. It says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Oh, my, my, my. The truth of the Lord enduring to all generations. The mercies of the Lord endure forever. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Well, are you his redeemed? Then say together with me this morning that the Lord is good. The Lord is good.
The Lord
and his
is
mercy good. Endureth forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. You know, the Lord can even give you a new song. He says here in Psalm 98, says, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he had done marvelous things, and his right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise, he said. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my heart will I praise him. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name this morning. We're just coming into his presence with thanksgiving. He deserves it. Oh, yes. He said, you are worthy of it all. Oh, he's worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Of whom you are all things. And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Oh, you are worthy of it all. You, yeah. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things. And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy of our praise. The Lord is good. The Bible says, you know, in the womb of the morning, that's when we have the dew of the youth. The Lord commands youth, renewed youth for us this morning. In the name of Jesus, praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant, and praise is comely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord healeth the broken in heart. That's Psalm 147. I'm reading now at verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart. I mean, you know, even depression and all that stuff can't stand in his presence. God will heal it all. You know, he healeth the broken in heart. He bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by name. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Ooh. Praise ye the Lord, he said in Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him. Wow. All his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Well, and I say, praise ye him, all his saints. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. Oh, my goodness. Let them praise the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Glory to God. Oh, and I'm going to jump over here to Psalm 67. He said, let the people praise him. Ooh. Let the people praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, in heaven, that's what they do. Night and day. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. And why did the Lord choose the throne of David to set upon? Because when you're around that throne, you're going to be praising the Lord. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon his people. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, come on, somebody. Let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee, O Lord. He said, when you do that, then shall the earth yield her increase. You know, that's a power of praise right there. Power of praise can make the earth to come to bring forth. The earth is pregnant right now, but the power of praise can cause her to bring forth. That's right. It will yield her increase. God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. A lovely day. Just entering into his presence with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. We're not going to rush through here today. We're just going to see what the Lord's going to do. But you are here in the hour of power. And God is releasing unto us the mantle of prayer fire. That's right. Prayer fire. And today we're going to be dealing in the subject of the answer of faith. Wow. You know, there's a scripture that says, money answereth all things. For me, faith answereth all things. Hallelujah. You know, because by my faith, I can do exploits. Through faith in the Lord, I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. I can do all things through God who strengthens me by faith. It's all by faith. And Jesus, he loves faith. You know, Jesus didn't care too much when people didn't have faith. He rebuked them. Oh, ye of little faith, why is it that you doubt it? But when they had tremendous faith, he was impressed. Say, wow. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Or he would say, wow, I've never seen so great faith. Not even in all Israel. He loved that great faith. He loved it. When you could put your faith into action, he loves it. And we have opportunity every single day. In fact, multiple times throughout the day, you're going to come up against situations where you must put your faith into action. That's right. Faith is a substance of things so far. Right away, we see that faith has a substance to it. It's not even abstract. It is not abstract. It's a substance. You know, and It is the evidence. Woo. Glory to God. Somebody say evidence. It is the evidence of things not seen. You know, so when the devil says something, you say, well, you say, why is it that you believe this way? Because of my faith. My faith. Why do you think God's going to do that for you? Because I believe his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to kick it off right here. And we are going to get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, watch over your word as always, Lord, to fulfill it this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. The entrance of your word brings light and giveth understanding to the simple. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Well, God bless everyone. And good morning. You know, let's share the room. Share the room, please. Share the room. We're going to get started right here. Praise God. Welcome, Sister Dana. Good to see you. And Prince, good to see you as well. You know, anyone who wants to come in and join us in prayer, we're going to be doing a lot of praying. This is a room, it's a prayer room, you know, but we mingle it with the Word of God, you know, and so forth. You know, so if you want to, you know, come on and join us in prayer at any time, you know, feel free. We'll bring you to this stage. Just raise your hand, and I will send invites to everyone at different times. Feel free to come to the stage and join us. You know, we're going to start here this morning at a powerful scripture. You can call this also, you can call it a declaration of faith if you want to, but I call it the answer of faith. To me, faith is what answers every situation. Every situation. Faith answers it. So, you know, we can't even go and pray except by faith. You know, because if we are praying and we don't have faith, then what's the point of praying? Faith is what actually moves God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, he said, when the Lord finally shows up, will you still be at the point of faith? Luke 18 and verse 8. That's the way I read that. He said, the Lord will always come and answer you speedily. You know, but when he does come, will you still be believing? Or would you have run off and quit on the Lord? You know, nevertheless, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith upon the earth? Will you still be at the point of faith no matter what? Will you still be believing God no matter what? You know, our responsibility is to believe God. Well, you know, believe God. It's up to him what he wants to do. But, you know, my goal, you know, I remember from being a young man, the Lord taught me that. And I've always said, well, when I stand before the Lord someday, you know, finally, when it's all over, I want to be able to say, Lord, I believed you for everything, everything. You know, I don't want him to find a hole in any situation and say, well, you didn't believe me during that time. I want to believe him for everything and every time. Now, you know, the outcome, you know, that's up to him. Sometimes, you know, because of his preeminence and his sovereignty, you know, he can overrule certain things, but for me, I'm going to believe the Lord. You know, I am going to believe the Lord. You know, just like the three Hebrew boys who said, look, our God is able to deliver us and he will deliver us. End of story. You know, so they believe the Lord. Now, but then they say, well, if for whatever reason, best known to him, he chooses not to deliver, we still will not bow. You know, so we believe the Lord. Romans chapter 8 is where we are going to start this morning. Romans chapter 8, powerful scripture, you know, powerful scripture that begins to talk about, you know, no matter what we face, we have confidence. Well, do you have this kind of confidence? You know, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, reading from Romans 8 and verse 35. I mean, look at all the things that he listed here. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or even the sword. You know, he said it didn't matter. Didn't matter even if it looks like we're dying. In the face of death, we still believe God. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, these scriptures, most any believer knows these scriptures, but do we put them into operation all the time? For I am persuaded. This is Paul's testimony. You know, this is Paul's testimony. You know, when those litigation, you know, lawyers sometimes in the courtroom, they say, is it your testimony that such and such? Well, you know, this is Paul's testimony. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, whether good or bad, nor principalities, nor powers, whether good or bad, nor things present, nor even things to come. I mean, even, I don't know what's going to happen in the next minute, or whatever it is. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but whatever it is, Paul says, I am persuaded. Glory to God. Are you persuaded? Not even height, nor death, whether you are up or down. You know, sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down. You know, that's just the way, you know, this soul, it works, emotions up and down. You know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But whatever it is, you know, nor any other creature, you know, wow, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And there are many creatures. Oh, yeah. There are many creatures, you know, all kinds of evil creatures. You know, all kinds of creatures that take on even evil spirits. You know, even the king of all of these evil, Leviathan, is there as well. You know, God said to Job, can you command, can you lift up your voice and bind up Leviathan? Of course. We have that power through our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So today, let's put on some cloak of power. Let's pull down some strongholds. Let's walk in faith and in confidence. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, that's faith. That is faith. Not exactly the Lord can do all things through me. We know that. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whew, glory to God. And what did Job say in Job chapter 19 and verse 25? You know, it is these people, these are their testimonies. We read them in the scriptures, you know, but it can be our testimony too. But these are our testimonies. So when we read these things, we got to know that this is, you know, this is somebody else's testimony, but it can be yours. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Whew. And because he lives, you know, I'm adding that there. Because he lives, I shall live also. My Redeemer, he liveth. Psalm 27. The psalmist said, look, even in the face of everything, you know, I'm not going to be distressed. You know, armies compass me about, all kinds of things going on. It's not going to bother me at all. You know, because I got the power. That's right. You have the power. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You know, now that's some confidence. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Well, it looks like that was a testimony. But can you say it with confidence that even when the wicked, your enemies and your foes come, future, upon you to eat up your flesh, that they will stumble and fall? That's exactly right. Did the Lord not say, they shall surely gather together, but not by me? Everyone that shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. You don't need to worry about it. He already said it, point blank. He will do it too. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. You know, here is somebody else's testimony again. But we can make the same declarations of faith. And we're going to do that in our prayer here this morning in just a little bit. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Do you know whom you have believed? You know whom you have believed? That's right. Here's what Paul said here. You know, he said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. He's always using that word. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Whoo! Are you persuaded? Glory to God. You know, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a story of this Shunammite woman, whatever you call her, in 2 Kings chapter 4. Even in the face of all of the stuff that was going on, her son is dead and everything like that, and yet she's saying, it is well, and it shall be well. You know, how many people can really say it is well? You know, when all hell is breaking loose, it looks like, when all things are going, you know, in the opposite direction to what we are believing God for. But this woman said, well, it is well, and it shall be well. You know, now that's some faith. You know, that is some faith. So, you know, even in the face of death, her little boy died. You know, but she's saying, look, just saddle me a horse, or an ass, or whatever, and drive. Go forward. Don't stop. You know, just go. Go to Mount Carmel and let me find the man of God. Wow. And on the way, people are asking her, even her husband is asking her, what's the matter? Say, it is well. You know, servant of the man of God asking her, and she's saying, it is well. It shall be well, it is well, and it shall be well. You know, and of course, you know, she got what she wanted. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, women have their dead raised again. So it's one of them, you know, because she believed God. She dared to believe. Glory to God. Do we dare to believe God in the face of all odds this morning? Oh, yes. I love the Lord because he is always faithful to his word. Now, listen to this. In the book of Acts chapter 27, there is a story. You can read it. I'm not going to read all of it. Verses 10 to 25, Paul is facing shipwreck along with many other, you know, people, prisoners and others, you know. But, you know, in the midst of it all, he says, sirs, I believe God. Because the angel of the Lord stood by me this night and told me that none shall perish, but you must stay in the boat. That's right. Now, that's another lesson right there. You must stay in the ship. You can't jump ship. If you jump ship, you will perish. He said, these cannot be saved except they stay in the ship. But I believe God. I believe the Lord. Wow. In the face of storm, in the face of everything, he said, well, there shall no life perish because I believe the Lord. Because the angel of the Lord already showed it to me. He already spoke to me. And I believe God. And you can be adamant like that. You just stick to your guns, stick to the word of God. The Lord watches over his word to perform it. You know, and I love this one from Isaiah 50 and verse 7. I personally call this my declaration of faith. You know, I love to say the same thing, you know, that he says here. It's in Isaiah 50 and verse 7. And what does he say? He said, look, I know that the Lord God is going to help me. You know, do you know that? You know, of course, the Lord already told him in Isaiah 41 verse 10, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, so he knew that. But this is how he put it here in Isaiah 50 and verse 7. He said, "For the Lord God will help me." Now that's a statement. That's not even a prayer. "Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint." I'm going to put my game face on. Oh my goodness. "And I know that I shall not be ashamed." Glory to God. I shall not be ashamed. You know that you will not be ashamed. The book of Joel chapter 2, the Lord says it multiple times that my people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. He says it multiple times. Hallelujah. For instance, he says it in verse 27. "Ye shall know that I am the Lord that's in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never, never be ashamed." Glory to God. Do you know that the Lord has already said that you will never be ashamed? Hallelujah. So, putting on the cloak of faith, going in the strength of the Lord, knowing that God has already said we will never be ashamed. We can go up against anything. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter what the devil put up against us. Put up the shield of faith. You know, that shield of faith, Bible says it can quench all fiery darts. It is the answer of faith to anything that the devil throws at you. That shield of faith is the answer. Put it up against it. You know, and when the devil chides you, you know, you just repeat God's word. Repeating God's word is the secret. David facing Goliath, 1 Samuel 17 and 37, you know, and then verses 45 and 46. So a long chapter, but just those three verses. You know, David, he knew whom he believed. You know, he knew, he said, "Look, the Lord that delivered me out of the hand of the lion, the paw of the lion, out of the hand of the bear, he will." That's right. Now that's some faith. You know, for a 17-year-old boy to go up against a master of war like that. Somebody that's huge. But David, he remembered when the bear rose up against him. When that bear stood up against him, he was just as tall as Goliath. You know, and he remembered, he said, "Look, that giant bear that stood up against me prevailed nothing against me." And so this one too, you know, I'm just going to remember how tall that bear was. I slew it, so will I slay this one too. Now that's some power. That's some faith. That's some confidence in the Lord. Confidence in the Lord. Faith in his word brings power. You know, and when we have, look, when we have uncommon faith, in other words, when everybody else around you is not believing, you believe the word of God, you're going to get unusual results. That's right. Yo, my goodness. God loves faith. All we got to do is believe his word and then just go about your business. Believe his word and go about your business. But let's repeat his word. Every time we pray, it's about repeating his word. It's not about some jargon. That's why Jesus said, "Look, don't just pray vain repetitions. You know, that has no power with God. The stuff that has power with God is his word." Just using his word and reminding him, "The Lord, you have said." That's right. And when you do that, he said, "Look, put me in remembrance. Declare it again that thou mightest be justified." When we put him in remembrance like that, and when we remind him of what he has said, it's amazing what he will do for us. The Lord is with his people. He is called the captain of the Lord's hosts, and he will do what he has said he will do. Now let's use our faith this morning in prayer. That's exactly right. Now, whatsoever that we believe in the Lord for today. The first thing today, of course, as always, is prayer fire. We got to get that fire back in our souls. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. That's our theme scripture in this fire prayer or prayer fire room. The fire must be burning, and it must not go out. It must never be put out, but you must lay the wood in order upon it every morning. Burn wood upon it, such as we are doing here. Lay it in order and put on your breastplates, the Urim and the Tumim. Ooh. Put on the cloaks of righteousness in the name of Jesus. And let the fire always be burning. Put on the garments of salvation. Put on, strap on the garments of war. Paul described it in Ephesians chapter 6. You know, he said, take on the shield of faith. When you suit up, suit up every morning. That's right. Put on those garments of war. But then you pick up, when you're done with everything else, you got the sword, which is the word of God in your hand. And while you got that shield of faith, they used to build those shields big, several inches thick of iron. You got that shield of faith. Those arrows that the enemy would shoot at them couldn't penetrate. You have the shield of faith. Can you quench all the fiery darts of the enemy? That's exactly right. You can do it too. Because the Lord says you can. Yes, you can. And yes, I can. We shall never back down or say, oh, I can't do that. The Lord doesn't like that, When the people that said 2 days ago, we covered that, the people that said, well, we can't do that. Well, the Lord said, well, as you have spoken in my ear, so shall it be. So we don't want to say that. But what we want to say is, I can do that. I can go up at once and take it. That's what Joshua said. And that's what Caleb said. He said, look, let's go up at once and let's take the place, because we can do it. Because the Lord is with us. And in the face of any challenge, in the face of any, I don't care what it is. If you can declare the word of God like that, and hold it together. don't say one thing with the mouth and the heart is going a different way. The Lord said, look, these people, they declare one thing with their lips, but their heart is far from me. No, we don't want to do that. Put your heart right there. And you say it, you believe it, don't worry about it. Don't worry how he's going to do it. But declare it and be steadfast, Bible says, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. Be steadfast, unmovable. You're not going to yield. No. A devil can push, but you're not going to yield. You're going to hold your ground. And we'll never give the devil the satisfaction of thinking he got one. No. The Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. I love it the way he said it. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Don't ever give the devil the satisfaction of rejoicing and think he got you down. No. Don't stay down either for the count. Don't rejoice against me because you think you got, because you don't got nothing. He said, look, even when I fall, I shall arise. I'm not going to stay down for the count. Even when I think I'm in darkness or sit in darkness and it looks like I can't hear God's voice, everything looks gloomy, the Lord will still come and be a light unto me. I mean, this man, he was not going to be negative. No negativism out of his mouth. You're not going to get the better of me, devil. You're not going to get the better of me. You know, I've got the power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the power? Yes. Faith is amazing what it can do. It's not just a prayer, you know, that God answers, you know, but it's the faith behind it. Because we're talking about prayer fire. We want to make sure we get it right. You know, it's our faith. And if you know how to walk that faith, yesterday we talked about walking his praises into our prayer. Today we're talking about walking our faith into our prayer. You know, don't just pray all day long without any faith. That's not going to do anything. But, you know, if you have faith, Jesus said, look, if you have faith, even as small as a grain of a mustard seed, you know, which is the smallest of all grains, he said, look, you can do mighty things, even without faith. Disciples said, increase our faith. Jesus said, no, it's not about increasing your faith. It's about you using what you already got. You know, some people like to say faith is the currency of heaven. Well, I tell you what, unlike the natural currency that we know, you know, the more you use your natural currency, the less you have. If you spend your money, you know, unless you're making more, it will soon be depleted. Doesn't matter how much you have. But faith is the opposite. It's exactly the opposite of that. The more you use it, the more you have. So it's the opposite. If you want to think of faith as a currency of heaven, it is not the kind of currency that depletes when you use it. It actually grows. The more you use it, the more it grows. So Jesus said, no, it's not about increasing your faith. Just use the one you already got. Use the faith you already got. And everybody got a measure of faith. But if you have tremendous faith, you can do incredible things. And people that have the gift of faith, now that's something else too. If you have the gift of faith, the Lord will honor your word each time as if it was his own word. My goodness. But you start by a little practice. Even the great gift of faith needs a little faith to walk it. Think of it this way. You know, when you go to the gas station, you may occasionally see those oil tankers that come to load up the gas that the public will buy from the gas station. Well, that oil tanker itself, no matter how many thousands of gallons or liters or gallons of fuel it's got, you know, if it doesn't have gas itself, it's not going anywhere. You know, so think of the gift of faith as the oil tanker. It's got thousands and thousands of gallons of, you know, gasoline in there. But you got to put gasoline in the truck itself. Otherwise, it's not going anywhere. So your little faith, even the gift of faith, needs ordinary faith to work. That's what I'm saying. So that tells me that when you have faith, whether it's just the measure of faith that God gives or the tremendous gift of faith, you can do great things. God will back it up. So we're going to use our faith in prayer today. Faith for crisis. There's all kinds of faith, you know. But there is faith that will withstand anything. This is the faith that we've been talking about today. And also the kind of faith that will not turn loose. Jesus told many stories. He said, look, there was in a city a judge that cared nothing for man or God or anything. It was me. You know, and this woman kept coming to her, to him every day and say, avenge me of my adversary. He said, no, I don't care. You know, and, but the woman would not turn loose. She didn't turn loose. Every day she bugged the man, you know, and they sent her away and she'd be right back. Avenge me of my adversary. You know, and finally, this man said, look, you know, this woman, even though I don't care for her, I don't even care for her cause. I don't fear God. I don't do any of these things. But this woman, she's going to wear me out. The only way to get rid of her is I got to do what she wants, to shut her up. I'm also just do what she wants. Oh, my goodness. That's a powerful story. That's a powerful illustration. He told another story. He said, look, a man had a friend that came from out of town late in the evening. The stores were already closed. So he went to his other neighbor, you know, close to him, and he began to knock and say, look, let me just have some bread that I can set before my visitor because the stores are closed. The man said, go away. My kids are in bed. You know, I can't get up. And the man kept knocking. And the Lord said, look, this man within is going to get up and give what he wants. Not because he's his friend, you know, because he already said, go away. My kids are sleeping, you know, but because the man keeps knocking, and the only way to shut him up and not let him wake up the whole family is quickly get up and give him what he wants. This man's not turning loose. He's going to keep knocking. And you're going to have to give him something to get rid of him. And the Lord told these stories, you know. And when you take these stories, you put it right smack down inside. You put your faith in these stories. The Lord is telling you that, look, you stay right there with your faith. When you are in prayer, whatever you are asking, you stay with it. Don't turn loose. Stay right there. Yesterday we read the story in Genesis 32 of a man that stayed right there with God and didn't turn loose. And God turned around and said, look, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but you will be called a prince with God. Israel, because you have power with God. Woo. Now, if you know how to walk that praise, that's what we talked about yesterday. But today I'm talking about if you know how to walk that faith. You got to know how to walk that faith. Faith is the answer for all things. That's my own rendition. You know, the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes said, look, I have examined, I've looked up and down, and I've done all of this, and I've come to a conclusion. Well, that was his conclusion. I have looked up and down, and I have also come to one conclusion, that faith is the answer for all situations. That's my conclusion. Faith answereth all things. So today we're talking about the answer of faith. You know, and by faith, you will receive an answer of peace from the Lord. Every situation. By faith, all those things written in the book of Hebrews was done. Starting with God himself. By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. By faith, we also understand that Enoch walked with God and he was not. God took him. But he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, there you have it. Without faith, it is impossible. It's not just hard. It's not that it is hard. It is impossible to please the Lord without faith. And so we got to put your best foot forward. Number one is praise when you come in prayer. Covered that yesterday. Number two is faith and persistence. Don't turn loose. Believe till the end. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into prayer today. Now, the prayer, whatever it is that you are believing God for this morning, let's begin to come into his presence. First, we thank him. And you tell him how great he is, and, you know, knowing that he has done these great things, Remind him of the great things that he has done. You might want to put it this way, you know. It's not really the Lord that you're psyching up, it's yourself. But think of it in human terms, say, look, psych him up. You know, just tell him how great he is. And yesterday we also covered how to make it his fight. When you make the issue his fight. But today I'm covering the element of faith in prayer. You've got to have that faith when you pray. It might be a little thing. It might be a big thing. It might even be a great thing that you're praying for. Whatever it is, you must have that faith. That's what the Lord is looking for. Thank you, Jesus. So what is your prayer need today? Well, let's start with revival fire in our hearts. So that's what this is all about. You know, let's start with revival fire in our hearts. You know, and think about yourself. The Lord said, look, return to your first love. My goodness. When you first met the Lord, was there not a fire in your heart? Did not your heart burn within you each time you came into his presence? Well, you still have that fire now. If not, you gotta get it back. Gotta get that fire. How do we get it back? It's in prayer, repeating his word. It's in his presence. We got to come into his presence. The presence of the Lord is what changes everything. Remember the story of Moses in Exodus 3 on Mount Horeb. It was the presence of the Lord that changed the bush to holy ground. It was bush and it was desert and it was rubbish, but the presence of God upon it turned it into holy ground. It is his presence. And what does the presence of God do for us? Isaiah chapter 6. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Oh my God, and his strength filled the temple. And I saw the cherubims, and one said to another, holy, holy, holy. They run back and forth. All the earth is full of the glory of God. You know, and immediately Isaiah began to feel worthless. That's right. You know, begin to feel, wow, God, my eyes have seen the King. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm undone. I'm finished. Because my eyes have seen the King. You know, and the Lord said to one of the seraphs, go take a coal from the altar and touch his lips. That's called Holy Ghost branding. That's right. Holy Ghost branding. You know, just like, you know, the cattle rearers brand their cattle and everything. Holy Ghost branded his tongue. My goodness. And he became one of the most powerful prophets in that Bible. He prophesied incredible things even about the Christ. Wow. But it all started by he seeing the presence of the Lord, the train filled the temple. Think of it this way. Here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, it's sunshine every day of the year. We have sun. And when the sun is shining outdoors, you have your drapes all closed inside. You don't get to see it. But when you pull back the drapes and the rays of those sun, of the sun, the rays come in like that. Then you begin to see all the dust particles flying around. You know, you won't see those dust particles until the sun rays hit the room like that. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And when you see those, you know, particles flying around because the sun rays, the particles were there the whole time. You just couldn't see them. You know, the dust was there the whole time. It's not the sun that brought the dust. It was there the whole time. It just revealed it. You know. Now, that's what the presence of God does in our lives. It just makes us be in awe of his holiness. And it just reveals things in us that don't quite measure up. But the presence of God doesn't run you off if you're a true child of God. The presence of God draws you in as Moses said, let me now check out this site. Don't run off because you see something. Come closer, because it was when God saw that he came closer that the voice spoke to him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, I thank you for your people. It is now the hour of prayer, Lord, and we begin to pray for prayer fire in our hearts. The fire at the beginning that we had with you. Lord God Almighty, we pray in the name of Jesus. Restore my joy. Renew, O God, even my faith like it was at the beginning, O God. The psalmist said, I have seen thy power in the temple, in the tabernacle, in the congregation of the righteous. O God, move again as such as I have seen you in the temple. Lord, as such as we've seen you in our lives before in the past, you know, when we would wake up in the morning and cry unto the Lord with faith. When we would walk throughout the day with faith in our hearts. When even the ground would sink underneath our feet, you know, because we were clothed with the fire of God. Send down that fire into our hearts again, even this morning. The fire that makes us to stop at nothing. And the fire that protects. The fire that cleanses. The fire that heals. Glory to God. The fire that cannot, you know, it burns in your bones. And you won't be able to shut up. Jeremiah says, a word was like a fire in my bones. I can't shut up. That's right. That's a fire you had one time. And we must get that fire back. We got to get that prayer fire back in our souls. And we believe, Lord, we believe, I believe God. Hallelujah. That in the last days, you said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now, Peter quoted this. That was 2,000 years ago. How much more today? Pour out your spirit, Lord. Come like you promised. Come, Lord, like you promised. Holy Ghost and fire in our hearts. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Oh, yet young men, let young women prophesy. Woo, daughters and sons begin to prophesy. Let them begin to see visions like you said, Lord. Even the older people begin to dream dreams. Power of God moving. Moving in the land. Let there be a conviction. Conviction. The power of God to convict. In the name of Jesus. Bringing people to their knees. Bringing in righteousness in the hearts of people. Lord God Almighty, make me, O God, a reflection of your life. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Make me a reflection. Woo. Make me a reflection, Lord, of your light. Make me a reflection, Lord, of your light. I pray in the name of Jesus. Make me a reflection of your light. Make me a reflection, Lord, of your light. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want you to pray. If you are in the listening lounge, you know, come and pray with us. Glory to God. Come and pray with us this morning. Glory to God. Come and pray with us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come and pray with us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lee of the valley. Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. fairest of 10,000s. Make me a reflection of your light. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak through me. Show me things I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Thank you for joining the prayer hour. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Come on now. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Jesus said, can you not watch with me for just an hour? Lift up your voice and pray.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your voice and pray. Call upon the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we call upon you to cry unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of
my
his holy hill.
My God.
My glory and the lifter up of my head.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, you are my God. You are my glory. Lord, I cry unto you. You're the one that separates success and brings war.
The word of the Lord is right, and all his words are done in truth. You are the true God, and put on the belt of truth, the sword of the shield of faith, put on the full armor of God by the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord, you say, come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We come to you in all, Father, because you are here. You are here with us, Lord, and we thank you for all that you are doing, the right to cry. To you, my cry, O Lord, and attend unto my prayer in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will live and deliver them out of their troubles. I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for the faith. I thank you for the instruction. I thank you for waking me up. I thank you for giving me breath. I thank you for creating me, dear Lord God, from the very dust. I thank you for giving me the peace. I thank you, Lord, in everything that you will not go to hunger. I thank you for the food on my table. He said, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord for the young lion, like in the supper, suffer and hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want anything, any good. Hallelujah. Everything that is good, every day, in the name of Jesus. Touch my heart, dear Lord God, to your way and to your will. We pray for, we thank you for the obedience that you've been. Thank you for the blessings. Oh, how you are blessing us, oh, dear Lord God. In Jesus' name, as we keep. We come to you, Lord, as we praise your souls, and we pray, Jesus, for this shout, everyone that is God, we pray unto thee, in a sermon thou mayest be found, surely the flood of that water, they shall come not nigh unto him, thou art my faith, in the name, yes, from the name of the mighty Yahweh, you are my hiding place, the place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah, who shall abide in your tabernacle, Father, Almighty God. It says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. The joy of the Lord is my strength in the name of Jesus. We rebuke any form of flattering lips or a double-hearted mind. Lord, we don't have a double heart. We don't do that, dear Lord God. But what we do is we give you the praise. We take the instruction. We take the wisdom. We set free from oppression. You are the deliverer. You think to try to walk in the path of your righteousness, Lord. Be exalted right now, Elder God. Be exalted, for there's no one that can do what you do in our lives. Hallelujah. It is your loving kindness. It is your marvelous nature. Everything about you, Father. May you instruct me in the ninth season. Hallelujah. I will bless you, Father. Bless you, Almighty Elder God. You have given me counsel even in my sleep. Hallelujah. Even in my sleep, Lord, will you show me the things that are coming to rebuke and to pray, dear Lord God, to intercess and to pray. You're there keeping us, looking after us, trusting us, dear Lord God. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I thank you for the light in my eyes that you give me, dear Lord God. I thank you for the vision, dear Lord God. I thank you for the understanding. I thank you for the ability to know you more, Father. In Jesus' name, it says, oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Hallelujah. And we bring to stand on these words, Lord. The day is coming when you are here, Lord, to come and bring back all your people, Father. And I thank you, dear Lord God, for you teach us how to speak life.
Thank you, God.
You teach us how to walk away from the corrupt, Lord. You teach us how to stay on the narrow path. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke any forms of greed. We rebuke any forms of corruption, of envy, dear Lord God. But we thank you for losing wisdom, losing understanding, losing healing, losing miracles in the name of Jesus. You are the goodness. Your goodness extends to all of us, dear Lord God. He chooses to have the portion. The Lord, yes, Abba Father, you are my portion of my inheritance. And of my cup, God, my painless mind, not in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are, Father. Hear the voice, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto this prayer, my God. You are mighty, a mighty God. And as you teach me, I thank you, Father. I thank you and give you all the praise. You will never disappoint, dear Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for the sword of truth. I thank you for delivering myself from the wicked, dear Lord God. You are mighty, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Eyes have seen the King, Lamb upon the throne, praise forever. Open your eyes and see the King. Glory to God. Oh, I see the Lord. Oh, God. The Lamb upon the throne reigns forever. Hallelujah. By faith, you can get anything you want from Him now in His presence. Just worship Him right now. Worship Him. High above the worship people on the earth. Yeshe talarabo. I succeed with the Lamb on the throne, praise forever. Yes, I want us to pray this morning. I'm going to go around the room. I want the prayer warriors that are here on stage to raise your voice and pray. Ask God to send fire into your heart. And fire into the hearts of His people. We need revival fire again. We need faith that can defy the odds. We need faith, fairy furnace kind of faith again. We need a faith again that can defy the odds. Two ways to build our faith: listening to the word of God and also praying, building up our most holy faith, building capacity. I want you to pray and lift up your voice here this morning and let the saints join. Oh, let all the people say amen as each person raises their voice this morning and declares power and fire and the glory of God into our lives this morning. And if you are in a position to pray as I call your name, just do that. Just release and call upon the name of the Lord here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Pearl, are you there? Can you pray this morning? Glory to God.
So grateful for your mercies and your kindness. We're so grateful for this room. We're so grateful for Pastor Yato for providing a platform for us to gather together to praise your name. And to try to, we thank God for the platform to kindle revival of the Holy Ghost fire in our lives and in our homes and in our communities, oh God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you just kindle this fire in all of our hearts, oh God. Heavenly Father, give us the desire to nurture this fire, oh God. Heavenly Father, give us a hunger and an appetite to be able to want to see this move forward, to want to see change in our homes, in our communities, to want to see people released and people delivered and people to come on to you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we just ask for your mercy, Lord. Give us the prayers to pray, the words to speak, the desire to see others restored unto you, oh God. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, please kindle this fire in our hearts, oh God. Give us a hunger, oh God. Heavenly Father, help us, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Order our steps. Show us what to do, where to go, who to speak to, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit dwell with us, oh God. Heavenly Father, help us to just know these are the last days. People are dying. People are on their way to hell, oh God. Help us to see each person as a soul, as a human being, oh God. Help us to not look the other way when we know that people are dying and on their way to hell, oh God. Lord, please give us that hunger and that desire and that power to save souls for evangelism, oh God, to let people know you, oh God. Just pray that you have mercy, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on all of us. Have mercy. Heavenly Father, please give us the faith and the boldness to stand up, to speak to people. Give me the boldness to be able to evangelize, oh God. Give me the fire and the passion to know that if I love people, if I care about people, I must say something, oh God. Lord, just restore this fire in me. Restore this fire in my children. Restore this fire in all of us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you bring others into this room so that this fire can spread, oh God. Heavenly Father, speak to people supernaturally through us and just through your word, oh God. We just thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. Please give us a faith, this faith that can move mountains, oh God. Heavenly Father, pray that you just give me unshakable, audacious faith, oh God. The faith that is just unbelievable, God. Heavenly Father, help me to stand firm in what I know that you've told me, oh God. Help us to stand firm in what we know that you've told us, oh God. Just speak to our hearts, oh God. Help us, help our hearts to hearken unto your voice and to hear you and to know and be sure that it's you. Lord, we just thank you for everything. We give you all the glory and honor. Please order our steps as we go through the day. Pray to you encamp your holy angels around us. Help us to not forget the words and the teaching and what we've heard and learned this morning, Lord. Help these words and praises and everything to follow us through our days, that we don't look in the mirror and forget what we look like, oh God. Help us to remember what we did this morning and carry through the rest of our days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Powerful prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Woman of God, Dina, you there? Can you pray over the room?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Thank you. And, you know,
blessings to our Heavenly Father first and foremost, but he turned my hand into two scriptures. Turned my page to Psalms 33 and Job 33. So my hand's turned, so I'll stand on the words of God as I pray right now. Our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I thank you, Father, dear Lord God, for all that you are doing, all you continue to do. I come to you with a repentant heart, dear Lord Jesus, as a humble servant. And I pray for everyone who hears the sound of the voice right now. As you turn my eyes, dear Lord God, you said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. In the name of Jesus, we stand on the fact, by the very breath, dear Lord God, that everything was created by you, dear Lord Jesus. There's no one more mighty than you, and we give you the praise, dear Lord God. We give you the praise for all that you are doing in our lives, everything that you are protecting us from, even the things we do not know when we're walking about the street. And we don't even understand the angels who are warring for us, dear Lord God. I pray that there is a fresh anointing on us, dear Lord, to meditate on the instructions that you have given to each and every one of us in this room today. I declare and decree the spirit of truth, the spirit of the gifting of wisdom, the gifting of understanding, the sword of truth to be our portion, dear Lord God. I thank you, Father. It says he gathereth up the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depths in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. You are worthy of all of our praise, dear Lord God. Everything that we do, dear Lord God, is accountable to you, Father. Let us move into a space of deep instruction, deep obedience, dear Lord God. Let us dig deeper into who you are, Father, and want to know you more and have reverence for your holiness, Father. But it says to rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harps, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. So let us praise you, Lord, when we're walking in the street, when we're in the supermarkets, no matter where we are. Let us lift your name in praise. For it says, if you, we are ashamed of you, you will be ashamed of us, dear Lord God. Let us not be the ones that turn around, dear Lord God, and move away from you. But I pray that everyone here, and I declare and decree, we all walk, dear Lord God, on that narrow path with you, Father. And I thank you, and as I turn to Job 33, it says, wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue have spoken in my mouth. My word shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God have made me, and the breath of the Almighty have given me life. Let us remember, Father, that you are the Almighty El Shaddai God. You have given each and every one of us life, each and every one of us the choice to speak of your wonder, or to speak of your love, to speak of your peace, dear Lord God. And I pray for everyone who is listening into this right now, Father, and I declare and decree that we move under the righteousness of who you have become, who you are and who are becoming, Lord. I pray that we get to see who we are through your eyes, Father. I pray that there is no vanity, that we bind up the spirit of vanity, that we bind up the spirits of envy, that we bind up the spirits of distraction, that we bind up the spirits of destructive thinking, that we have a new level of discernment, Father, that we know how to test the spirit, dear Lord God. And I thank you for all that you are doing. I thank you for the strength. It says you are our strength, dear Lord God. You are our high tower. You are our shield. You are our buckler. And I thank you for all that you are doing. We give you praises every single day, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Powerful prayer. You know, as we release these prayers, you know, just, you know, let's just be in agreement. So powerful. Faith in our hearts this morning to believe God for all these releases, the mantle of prayer fire back in our hearts. And by faith, we can get anything from the Lord here this morning. God bless you, Brother Prince. Good to have you here. Would you pray over the room? And then I'm coming to you, Prophetess. God bless you. Go ahead, Prince.
blessings, Daddy. I, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you always hear us. Father, I thank you that you are in this place. I thank you that our inner man is renewed today. We speak to our inner man, Maoshe. Let there be a quickening. Let there be a strengthening. I pray that the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of counsel and the spirit of revelation will be revealed in us. Will come alive in our spirit, in our members. In the name of Jesus, we pray that let there be a shift. Let there be a rising. Take us to dimensions in the spirit. Take us to the place. For Bible said we are seated together with Jesus in heavenly places. Let your will be done, Father, right now. We give birth to our generation. We give birth to whatever you have commanded us to have, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I say, shall a nation be born in one day? Father, aluki faliasi. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that today, hey, let there be a delivery on this 10th month of completion. Kanimose, let faith be consummated. Let prosperity be consummated. Let everything Jesus has done, Maloshe, be revealed in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let our spirit man be quickened and enlightened in the name of Jesus to come to that place of glory, that place of victory, that place of understanding of the will of the Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, that you always hear us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful word. And Prophetess Trisha, before you pray, I want you to just release a word, you know, whatever the Lord put in your heart concerning what we have talked about today and where we're headed with all of this, this prayer fire. And then you pray. Go ahead. God bless you. Welcome.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Yatu, and your wife. I love you so much. You know, the Father said, and we just give you glory today, Father. We give you honor today, God. Because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. It is impossible to please you. You know, I come with a testimony. I come with a testimony. Because testimonies, oh my God, they cause faith to increase in us. Amen. My son was injured 6 weeks ago. And his fibula was broken. And four surgeons, four, after God told me he could heal him, four surgeons said, we must do surgery with plate and screws. After each surgeon, I said, God, I believe you. I believe what you have spoken. Send us to the right surgeon. The fifth surgeon believed with us and said, no surgery is needed, but we will have to walk this thing out by faith. 4 weeks later, on yesterday, my son, who had crutches the past 4 weeks, 6 weeks, in a boot, hopping on one foot, walking on one foot on a scooter to school every day, walked out of, and I'm going to say this, the day before yesterday, I looked at my son in the face. I said, the Father said, by this time tomorrow, you will be walking on both of your feet. Amen. Totally healed, totally whole by this time tomorrow. Because we have to be strong and courageous when we speak the word of the Lord concerning our lives. We have to only believe what God has said. We must become that. Not just speak it, but we must become this faith.
Amen.
My son walked out of that orthopedic office yesterday after the x-ray showed that he was totally healed. He walked out of there totally healed on both of his feet.
Hallelujah.
Because he walked by faith. We walked by faith.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
Amen.
With man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All things are possible.
Yes.
Whose report will you believe today? Whose report
Hallelujah.
Or whose word will you believe today?
Jesus.
Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. His word said it. His word finished it. His word settled it. It's already done by faith. Jesus, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I thank you.
Glory to God.
For it is according to your word, Father. You have already spoken it. Therefore, that settles it. We receive your word even today by faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please you. Thank you for the measure of faith you have put in your people today. Thank you for the measure of faith you created in us, Father. Faith to move mountains, oh God, the seed of faith, oh God. Let your faith be activated in your people again today, Father, like never before, God. Give them a fire burning faith, oh God, that will never be put out or quenched again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your faith be activated now, Father. Mountain moving faith, God. Oh God, the faith that you gave the woman with the issue of blood. It was by faith that she was healed. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, even the man that said, that came to Jesus and said, Lord, you don't have to come, but I know if you send your word, Father, if you send your word, Lord, even today, God, that they would be healed. Oh God, and you said, yet have I seen such faith. Yet have I seen such faith, oh God. Give us that faith, your radical faith, oh God. Oh God, renew our strength today, God, to be encouraged today, Father, to only believe what you have spoken. Only believe what you have said. Only believe all things that are possible according to your will, your purpose, your plan for our lives, God. Today we choose to keep our face set high as a flint, oh God, and focus on you, oh God, as we step out of the boat today, God. As Peter stepped out of the boat, let us remain focused on you, Lord. Focused on you, the promise and not the storm. The promise and not the storm. The promise and not the problem, oh God. Because we choose to hearken unto your voice. We choose to hearken unto you, Father, for what you have already spoken. Send your fire down now, God, your fiery faith, oh God. Send your spirit, oh God, right now, Father, the spirit that is full of faith, of believing and hoping and trusting in you like never before. Let there be radical, uncommon faith today, Father God, that will cause mountains to move, that will cause bodies to be healed, that will cause marriages to be restored, oh God, that will cause, oh God, healing to take place in the homes of our loved ones, oh God, and our neighbors, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we choose to believe you today by faith. And we thank you, God. Right now, I feel your presence, oh God. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Transform our minds.
Thank you, Lord.
Transform our minds today. We renew our minds to believe you, Father, today. We cast out all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge and truth of God.
Yes.
And we take into captivity every thought. And we commend our thoughts to obey the living word of God right now. We put it under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That our minds will be transformed right now.
Jesus.
To have the mind of Christ. To have a kingdom mindset. No longer carnal minded, oh God. No longer carnally minded, oh God. but help our minds, oh God, to be as kings, oh God, with a kingdom mindset, Father, to know that we are the children of God, to know, oh Rabasarabamasa. Oh Father, be Lord over our minds, that we will believe no matter what comes our way, Father. That we will seek you first in your kingdom, in your righteousness, and all of these things would be added unto us. It is by faith. In Jesus' name. Be it so. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Powerful. Wow. Sister Tricia, that was powerful. We rejoice with you for that testimony, you know. And I knew you had a word, you know, so thank God for that. And you stood right there with the word, you know. You stood there. God gave you a word, and you stood right there with it. And he honored it. You know, that's what God's yes. looking for. For that, we dishonor God when we don't take him at his word. He said concerning the children of Israel in Psalm 78, said the people limited the Holy One of Israel. This was the greatest sin that they did. You know, but for us, we trust God. We take his word. And listen, you know, every time we spend time in his presence, come to prayer meetings such as these, or go to other places where they are believing God and calling upon the name of, it's not in vain. God is, you know, God is watching. I'm going to tell us a quick story here in Luke chapter 2. There were two people, you know, one was called Simeon. The other one was called Anna. These people waited. One of them, it says, waited for the consolation of Israel. The other one, he said, he served the Lord day and night with fastings and prayer. You know, and the thing that a whole world was waiting for, they saw it. You know, Simeon saw the Christ, you know, because they were serving God. They were faithful day and night. And the Bible says he finally said, you know, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And he, you know, my goodness, he waited, and every day, and the Bible says that a woman called Anna, also, you know, the daughter of Phanuel, you know, was the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age when she lived to, you know, without an husband, 7 years, you know, from her virginity, you know. So, I mean, it's like she's been, you know, a widow for a long time, but nevertheless, you know, she was a widow that was about 84 years. So it was about 84 years. And she'd been without a widow many years. I mean, her husband. But she departed not from that temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. I'm reading Luke chapter 2, verse 37, in case you're trying to say, where am I reading? And she coming in at the same hour gave thanks likewise to God and spake, you know, the, you know, about the Lord, the little Christ being the redemption, you know, and so forth. I mean, God, you know, rewarded these people every day seeking and believing God. And look, you know, this man, Simeon in particular, it was revealed to him. You can read that in verse 26. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death. Glory to God. Until he had seen the Lord Christ. Oh, people don't believe that, you know, such things are possible again today. You know, when the Lord reveals something to you, stay right there with it. You know, I don't care if this man had lived to be 300 years. If Christ's delay had been, you know, if Christ's coming had been delayed, you know, that long, he would have still been alive, because it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he will not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Oh my goodness. And he stood right there with that promise every day he looked for the Lord's Christ. He looked for that promise. He didn't see it, but he kept looking. He kept going to the temple and looking. He kept going to the temple and looking. And one day, while he was there, they brought in the little child. Ooh, glory to God. And he looked upon that little child. Nobody told him. He looked upon the little child and said, yep, yep. Now I've seen the promise. Thank you, Jesus. So let's always, you know, thank you, Sister Tricia, for sharing that powerful testimony. You know, the Lord told you, you know, that that boy will be healed. And despite, you know, experts, you know, surgeons saying, no, you need surgery. Four of them. I mean, you only need, even the Bible itself says you only need two, by the mouth of two witnesses, let every word be confirmed. Four of them said the same thing. It reminds me of all the prophets I spoke in the time of Ahab. And they all spoke the wrong thing, but took only one Micaiah to go against them, you know. And but you stood right there with the word. You stood right there with the word. And thank God for your faith. See, if you hadn't believed it, you know, see, sometimes when God promises things, if we don't look, our unbelief, you know, will make us miss our assignment. You know, anything that God has given you, it's like the story we told yesterday, you know, in the Numbers 13 and 14, you know, those people missed their assignment because they would not believe God. And it became a breach of promise. Because God gave them an assignment, go and do this thing, and you're going to go not only spy out the land, but afterwards you're going to go inherit the land. They said, we can't do it. You know, and they didn't do it. Because the Lord said, you know, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. So be very careful now. As you speak in the ears of the Lord, so will he do unto us. If you speak faith and his word, see, God's not bound by anything but his word. You know, if you speak his word, he's bound by his word. And if you speak unbelief or some other thing or voice of reason and things like that, voice of reason is so subtle. It'll just come in there and say, well, you know, better listen to the surgeons. And these are the experts. They know what they're talking about. They've been doing this thing for decades. You know, some of them will tell you, look, I've been doing this thing for 40 years, 30 years, whatever. They'll tell you that, you know, and, but the Lord's been there forever.
Yeah. Pastor Yatsu, can I share one more thing? Just, this is a revelation, and it's important that we're not deceived, but we discern. Everything you were saying is so true and so powerful. But we have to look. Sorry about that. The surgeons, I tell you what, the enemy doesn't want me to get this word out right here.
Yeah, but you get it out.
He doesn't want me to get, now my phone is ringing. So, but I'm going to tell you right now, because this was a warning, right? When you are getting ready to do something for God or for your situation, whatever it is that you're getting ready to step into, when you have chosen to believe God by faith, there is a spirit of fear that may come. No matter how much you said, I believe, and you've prayed, I want you to exercise your discernment, okay, to recognize anxiety and fear because the enemy wants to rob you of your faith. He wants to. And when he comes, he tries to come like a flood to steal the faith that you totally said you believe. Wow. For a situation concerning your situation. I hope you can hear me. Let me tell you, they come quickly and they want to react to your situation quickly, or they may want to cause you to doubt. They may try to cause you to doubt and make you fearful of the outcome if you don't move quickly. if you don't do this, I don't care what God has told you, they'll tell you, if you don't do this now, this can be detrimental. This can happen. This, seek God for wisdom. Seek God for wisdom. Always listen for his voice. And no matter what they have spoken, take it back to the Father. Take it back. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So regardless of how quickly the enemy wants to rob you of that, because he comes with fear, okay, you have to cast out all fear quickly. He said, perfect love casts out fear. So make sure that you are perfected in love. Make sure you are perfected in Christ. Christ, God is love. God is love. So when you're perfected in him, meaning you are abiding in him, you're abiding in his word, constantly in the word and believing him for what he has already spoken, it'll automatically cast out all those other thoughts because you're in his presence. Like Pastor said, they can't remain. Those things can't remain in the presence of God because you're abiding in him continually. And I just want to say one of my favorite stories in the Bible was the book of John, John 11, when Lazarus died. And always on my mind and in my heart is that, my God, that story when all I remember is Jesus saying, and I say all I remember because I keep this in the forefront of my mind always. If thou wouldest believe, if thou only would believe, then you would see the glory of God. Mm-hmm. It takes your belief. He looked to her. And he said, if you just would believe, and he did this not unto death, for Lazarus, right? Not unto death. His sickness was not unto death. And Jesus knew that, but he wanted to show them something, that it takes faith. My God, we would see the glory of God if we believe. So I just wanted to share that. Look out for anxiety. Look out for fear. They will try to come, but the Lord has given you strength. He's given you power. He's given you authority to cast those things out. Amen.
Amen. Can I just speak on that? Because this is so timely. Someone gave me a prophetic word, and I heard at the end of it, there was this like a planting of fear, like the spirit of fear. And I was like, that can't be right. And the Lord has had me in all the scriptures about, you know, he didn't send that person to me, you know, or didn't send that part or about the false prophets speaking, saying, thus saith the Lord. And it's constantly in the scriptures the last couple of days, constantly. The person said, they said that, you know, the weight of my anointing, they're going to pray for me not to fail, like pray for me not to fail and to be a failure to God. And I was just like, that again was starting to stir up, planting the seeds of fear and anxiety, and, you know, had to rebuke that. But I thank you so much for that, for sharing this. I was like, wow, yeah, God is mighty. Thank you, mighty, mighty Yahweh. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes. And you know, we were in service on Sunday at our local church here in Phoenix, Arizona. And, someone was bringing a word of exhortation and talking about this very thing, you know, faith versus fear and doubt and unbelief and so forth. And, you know, I've preached that all my life, you know. I mean, it's just the thing. Fear will get in there. And, you know, that's why Jesus always, you know, when you say only believe, fear not. He wanted to first of all dispel that fear. You know, when it comes, you know, like you say, oh, you know, the boy is dead or the maid is dead and so forth. And everybody's crying and Jesus will say, fear not, only believe, you know. And then, you know, and sometimes, you know, when there's too much unbelief around, he had to put away the unbelievers, you know, so that he could concentrate on what he wanted to do. Put them out of the room and so on. You know, so fear Oh my goodness. I mean, look at the story of Peter stepping out of the boat. You know, I mean, he kept his eyes on the Lord. The Lord said, come. And he said, well, you know, come on now. And he got out of the boat and got on the water, you know. And, but when he saw, see, when he saw, you know, and he took his eyes off the Lord and then saw the waves were boisterous the whole time. They were there, you know. But, you know, when fear entered, I said, you can't swim. I mean, sorry, you can't walk on water, you know. So he began to drown. So we must, I mean, this is so powerful. And I love that story that you shared in John chapter 11, Sister Tricia. I love it because I have spoken on it so many times, you know, and if when we are not careful, fear and even our belief system, I just want to say this, our belief system, you know, will just mess us up sometimes. I mean, Martha, you know, her belief system was preventing her from understanding what Christ was saying. The Lord was saying, if you can only believe, you will see the power and the glory of God. And, you know, and the Lord said, you know, so many things to her, but he also said, look, he that lives, you know, and is believing on me shall never see death. And he turned around to her and said, do you believe this? I mean, this, you know, not do you believe in me, but do you believe this thing I just told you? See, that's the secret. You know, believers believe in the Lord. We believe God. But do you believe this? See, when God gives you a word right now, a now word right now, do you believe it? You know, and God gave her a word. Lord gave her a word right now, but she really didn't believe it. She just went on a rant. She said, well, you know, yeah, you know, I know my brother will rise in the resurrection and all that. And she just said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm talking about right now, right here. I'm not talking about your brother rising in the resurrection. And yeah, she goes on another rant, you know, well, I know you are the Christ and the one that is to come and all that. You know, so her belief system was actually preventing her from seeing what Christ was saying in the now, a rhema word for right now, what he was saying, you know, so we got to be careful too. I just want to piggyback on what Sister Tricia was saying. We got to be careful when the Lord speaks to you now. Remember, my sheep hear my voice, you know, and they follow me. And a stranger, they will not follow because they know not the voice of sin. This should be a prayer that every one of us should pray, you know, that we will. And I think Sister Pearl touched on that in her prayer. You know, we must, you know, that word of God that comes to us, even by voice, sometimes, you know, God will give you his word and you stay with it, you know, stay with that word. Don't go turn to the left. Don't let the enemy tell you, you can't do that. That can't happen. You know, I mean, look at from the days of this and that, has that ever happened? You know, all kinds of things, you know, but you stay with his word. But more importantly, we have the written word of God, which is the final arbiter for everything. You know, voices will come. We always have to go back to the written word. The enemy said to Jesus, well, you know, you this and that, you are the son of God, do this and that, you know, and so told him all kinds of things. But the devil, you know, would say that the Lord would always go back. It is written. We must know the word. So thank you everyone for sharing today. It's been powerful. We're coming to the end of the hour. Hello, honey. I see you're back from your other prayer line. My wife, she in the morning like this, she has like triple duty that she has to attend. You know, so we're coming to the end of this room, and it's been a powerful room, and I believe our faith has been energized today. Thank you, Sister Tricia, for sharing that powerful, powerful testimony about your son. You know, and all it took was for you to stand right there with the word and believe God. You know, and despite everything that surgeons were saying to the contrary, you believed God. And God came through, you know, and he came through. And the Lord also spoke to your son through you and said, by this time tomorrow, you know, you will be healed. you know, and it was already healed. It was just going to be manifested. And he walked out of that thing. Oh, glory to God. You know, I mean, that, you know, how old is your son?
He's 17.
That turns his kids into life forever. And make sure he doesn't get out of it. That's a testimony, you know, that should stay with his life. That should draw him closer to God. He should always remember that, how God healed him by the word, you know, despite everything else that was here. I mean, those surgeons were probably right in their own right that, look, you know, we know this. We've seen this before. I mean, these bones are broken. We got to do this. We got to do that. I mean, yeah. But God, some people say, but God. That's right. But God, you know, he has his own ways higher than man's ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God created a body. God created, you know, he said to Ezekiel, can these bones live again? You know, can these broken bones come back into play without surgery? Absolutely. You know, God, there's nothing God cannot do. You know, he can do all these things and then some. You know, so look, all we got to do is believe the Lord. Believe, you know, there shall nothing, first, nothing is impossible unto God. And then to you too, Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believes. You know, if you believe God, and we have situation every day, you know, I mean, yeah, that was a dramatic one, you know, your son's bones being broken and everything. But even in little things, every single day, we're going to face little situations, no matter how small. I want to leave us, because we were on the subject of faith today, I want to leave us with this. In every situation, no matter how small, use your faith. Because in the words of Jeremiah 12 and 5, Jeremiah 12 and 5, it says, look, if you, you know, run against footmen and you're weary, how can you contend against horses? And if in the land of peace wherein you trusted, you know, you couldn't even make it. What are you going to do when all hell breaks loose, when the overswelling of Jordan? Basically, what that means is this. Even in the little things, you've got to win every little thing. If you don't win the little thing, how are you going to win the big thing? You know, how are you going to be able to believe that when your son has broken bones and everything, and the surgeons are telling you, if you don't do this, he's never going to be able to walk again. You know, if you don't do this now. How are you going to be able to believe? That's like Jordan overswelling, because your whole world is about to collapse. You're right there. How are you going to believe that if you didn't even believe the Lord along the way for smaller things? You know, so, you know, we have to believe the Lord for smaller things. Every little thing in the day, believe God for it. You know, just believe God for it. Every single thing, believe God for it. And, you know, you begin to build your faith that way. You know, that's how we build spiritual capacity. In the area of faith, use your faith to get more faith. That's how it works. You build capacity by using your faith. Two things. Read the word of God. Know the word. Because faith cometh by hearing. Romans 10 and 17 and all that. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We got to know that word. Read that word. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. Know the word of God. God, the devil will also try to twist it up. But know what the word says. And two, Jude verse 20. Build spiritual capacity by praying. Praying. You know, sometimes we pray in the Holy Ghost. But praying in the Holy Ghost. Build spiritual capacity. Spend time in prayer. That was the difference between Jesus and the disciples. Jesus spent time in prayer every morning, way before they'd be looking for him. He's in the mountain somewhere praying, you know, but they wouldn't pray, you know. And then when they faced the storm, they couldn't believe anything, you know. So spend time in prayer. And the time that you've spent today, I said this yesterday and I'll say it again, God will redeem that time for you. You know, there's a secret in it, a revelation. One day I will teach on it. But there's an incredible revelation on how God can redeem the time for you. You know, you give him a couple of hours, he can redeem 10 hours for you. It's amazing. I've seen it all the time. So I bless the Lord for this room today. My wife is back. We're going to close out the room. So, honey, I want you to pray. We've been releasing and declaring powerful things today. We've been talking on the subject of faith, using our faith in prayer, you know, and just believing God, hanging to the word and not giving up. That's this thing called persistent faith that will not turn loose. You ask the judge, he turns you away. You come back, you bug him, and he's got to give you the thing in order to get rid of you. And Jesus said that story himself. You know, you're knocking on your friend's door and say, my kids are sleeping, go away. But you keep knocking. He's got to get up and give it to you in order to get rid of you. You know, and Jesus told these stories himself. You know, so likewise, you know, when we are persistent with God, when we, you know, the Bible says, ye that make mention of the Lord, give him no rest until he establish and make Jerusalem a praise. Well, You can change that phrase of Jerusalem to anything you want, you know. Give the Lord no rest until he does that thing. That's the story we read yesterday of Jacob and the angel wrestling in Genesis 32. I said, you're not going anywhere. You are going to bless me today, you know. So, honey, I want you to pray. And after that, we'll be closing the room. But before you do that, let me just say quickly, thanks to everyone that has been in the room. Some of you have been there since the beginning. You know, I want to just acknowledge those who are joining. Sister Buki, I see you. God bless you. Welcome to our room. Brother Ben, God bless you. Welcome to our room. We see you there in the listening lounge. You know, this is our house of faith, the prayer platform, powerhouse, you know, room. That we're doing now every morning, trying to bring back revival fire. You know, that's what this room is all about. You know, and the Lord's been blessing us with it, you know, from the day, you know, we have multiple rooms. You have to check profile to see it. But God called for this beginning this month. You know, from day one of this month, we read Genesis 8 and 5. And the Lord said, you know, the waters were gradually receding until the 10th month. And on the 10th month, in the first day of the 10th month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And God began to bring by revelation that in this 10th month, beginning from that first day, God was going to peel back the veil. And the things before that we thought were either too unattainable, not just physical things, but physical things too, material things, spiritual things, everything. God will going to begin to show us the top of the mountains. It's going to be within reach. And what we got to do is press further. It's within reach now. Hallelujah. And in the last days, we read Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And we also read Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, saying exactly the same thing. In the last days, such as we are now, shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord, yes, shall be established upon the tops of the mountains. You put all of that together, when the tops of the mountains are being seen and the mountain of the house of the Lord being established on top of the mountains. And who's the house of the Lord now? He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. We are the temple of the Lord. That means in the last days, beginning even as God pulled it back and we saw the curtain pull back, even the first day of the 10th month, that God will now position us on top of the mountains. And that means the mountains of all these so-called seven mountains of influence, whether mountain education, mountain of this, mountain of that, mountain of family, mountain of this and that. The house of the Lord, the mountain, will be above all of those things. So we are going into revival. That's a summary of it all. And so, you know, when God say it's time, that's how it works. First, God says it is time. Then he begins to put the hunger into people's hearts. And then they begin to pray. You know, so God said it was time. And so, we, you know, he called for it. And we've been doing it every day. You know, well, we've been praying before then too. But now we're specifically focusing on this. So that's what we've been doing. Welcome to the room. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow morning again at 7:15 Eastern Time AM. That's 4:15 Arizona time. Powerful time in the morning to command the womb of the morning. Powerful time to lift up our voices to the heavens and order the ordinances of heaven so that we can bring the dominion upon the earth. Powerful time to cause even the bands of Orion, the Pleiades and all of these things. God told Job, can you do this? Yes, we can. And God is showing us how to do it through prayer. So God bless you. That's what we've been doing. Join us from time to time. Now, honey, I'm going to yield it to you to pray us out of the room. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this room. Glory and honor be ascribed to your name. Father, Lord, a lot has gone out, Lord, from my husband, the man of God. Lord, we ask that you replenish, Lord, every virtue that he has used this morning. Lord, that you fill him to the brim again. Lord, we thank you for the mountain of the Lord that is revealed upon us, even the mountain of the house of the Lord. Father, as we climb to that mountain, Father, we submerge every other mountains in the name of Jesus. Anyone that you have, any mountain that you have not called upon, Lord, will not be seen in the name of Jesus. Since the first day of the month, Lord, you have called us to these higher mountains. Lord, we begin to arise in the name of Jesus. Father, we arise upon this mountain. We arise in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of the Lord be risen upon in our lives, in everything that we do today. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord that has gone out to encourage us. Lord, we know the revival is here with us, Lord. Father, as our soul begins to burn within us, Lord, to revive us, Lord, even in the midst of the years, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your glory and your mercy that is upon us. We thank you for the faith of God, Lord, to be able to get anything from you. Lord, you said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Let the word of God that was spoken in this room, let it resonate with our spirit. Let it resurrect our faith in the name of Jesus, that we may attain even to the highest mountain in the name of Jesus, even the mountain of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. We give you glory and honor and power and majesty. And everyone in this room, Lord, that they be blessed, O Lord. Lift us up, O Lord, in that mountain, that we go and conquer. Lord, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness and helplessness, and the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty and spiritual. So the pulling down of strongholds through Christ Jesus, not by our power, but by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pull down every mountain that you have not erected, and we are seated with you in heavenly places, above principalities, above powers, above spiritual wickedness. And Lord, we submerge every mountain of Halloween. Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we say Jesus rule above all, in Jesus' mighty name. We yes. Thank you again for everyone in this room that you have blessed, but continue to bless us, continue to lift us up in our faith, to believe you for anything, Lord, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not yet seen. Even if we have not seen it, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Give us the substance to believe you for every situation in our lives. As we go into this today, O Lord, we do not depart from your presence. Lord, we have started with you. Lord, we will end this day with you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Powerful prayer. Hey, I want to welcome Brother Ben and Sister Julia. I call her Sister Buki. Welcome to the platform. These are folks that we have known for many, many years. And so good to see you. Our theme scripture today, as has been since the beginning of this month, I want to remind everybody, Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. That's our theme scripture. It's going to be throughout this fire sessions and throughout these prayer fire sessions. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. That's the way to make it to not go out. And lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn the fat on it. The priest offerings. And the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. The fire is burning. The fire is burning. The fire is burning to the glory of the Lord. The fire is burning. The fire is burning. The fire is burning to the glory of the Lord. Sister Julia, good morning. God bless you. Brother Benji, good morning. God bless you. You are on stage now. Would you like to say a little something or say a little prayer before we close out the room? God bless you. If you can and you are able to, feel free to do that. And just unmute your mic. Sister Julia, we'll go to you first. Are you in a place where you can pray? Just say a little prayer. All right. Brother Ben, what about you? Okay, maybe they can't. Okay. Well, God bless you for joining anyway. So we are here in the mornings, and we'll be here again by the grace of God tomorrow. And, you know, if you're joined the room and you're not yet following this house, you can do that by clicking the little greenhouse button at the top. You will see notifications then when we start a room. Or you can follow the lady, lovely lady Evan, or myself personally, and that then you will get notifications when we host any rooms. I know Sister Trisha also has some powerful rooms, you know. And so tell us what you got going on, Sister Trisha. What you got going on?
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the rooms that you have provided to us, for your people to draw nigh unto you, God, and you get all the glory, Father. But the rooms that I host are solely for the Lord. And one of the rooms is Staying in the Glory. You'll find it under my profile. And the other room is This Abundant Love Life. So, yes, where it's whatever God is giving us in this hour, this season, is what I basically open the room to. It's according to his will and his plan. Amen.
Well, thank you. I was in your room the other day, and it was powerful. Powerful, the one that you did with What's on Your Mind. You know, I was there, and it was powerful, even though I didn't speak because I was really tired. But it was a powerful room. So God bless you. Thank you for everything. And I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. And what's your son's name? The one that received the miracle?
Yes, Chance Peterson.
Peter Chance?
Chance Peterson.
Sister Justina, your mic is open. All right. Well, thank you for being here. Every one of you, we are about to close the room. We've actually been here now for over 2 hours.
Oh, that's a
lot. Yes, we've been here over 2 hours. Wow. We're about to close the room now. Welcome, Sister Justina. Look for us. We'll be
here. God bless you, bro.
We'll be here again about the same time, 4:15 Arizona. Call to early morning prayer. So, some echo behind you there. I think two phones. When you have two phones too close to you, that's what will happen. If your husband's phone is so close to you, and you are both on Clubhouse, you will hear that, you know, reverberation echo. You know, so we will be back here tomorrow by the grace of God, same time. We also have some rooms over the weekend for those who are listening. You know, we'll have our Walking with God series, powerful room.
we'll also have sometimes a marriage ministry, but I don't think we'll have the marriage ministry this Saturday because we have an event to go to, but we will definitely have the Walking with God series. You know, so come on in and anytime join us. And we believe in fellowship. We also believe in, you know, here a little, there a little. So, you know, God give us something, God give you something. We all grow through it together. It's been a powerful, powerful morning. Welcome to the stage, Sister Justina. You know, and we're about to leave. Actually, Alexis, you know, thank you for joining. I see you in the listening lounge. I know you were there yesterday also or the other day. So thank you for joining. We also have this feature called the replays. You know, for those of you who are new to Clubhouse and you may not know how to use that feature, this is how you use it. You know, you click on the profile, such as mine. If you click on my photo there, you know, and then you scroll down and scroll down, you'll see all the replays. You know, when we host these rooms, Clubhouse gives us this feature to have them recorded. So if you turn on replays, it will record the room for you. You don't even have to be on recording. And so you can listen to any previous rooms, like such as this one. You know, the replay is not available now because the room is still on. But about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes after the room closes, the replay will be available. And then you can see what the Lord did or hear what the Lord did. So that way, if you miss something, it's not a great miss. You can always get the replays. At this time, we're going to close the room. We got to get on with the rest of our day. Now, I say the Lord bless everyone that's been here. And the Lord bless those who are listening to the replays as well. The Lord give you a great day and give you an answer of peace concerning everything. And remember, it is your faith that is going to bring that miracle from the Lord. Today's topic has been the answer of faith, you know, and we talked about faith answering everything, you know. So use your shield of faith. Use your faith when you pray. Use your faith every day in little things, in big things, whatever it is, and use that faith, and that faith will grow. And let's put fear and doubt and unbelief under, and let faith soar as we walk with God. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be closing the room now. We'll see you back again by the grace of God tomorrow at 4:15 a.m. Pacific time. That's West Coast, Arizona time, 7:15 a.m. Eastern time. We'll be here again. God bless you all. Have a great, great, great day. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for joining. This room will now close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. God bless you all. Thank you, brother.
God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, everyone. Have a great day.